Okay, gentlemen, we're continuing the sugya of Simcha. We were discussing the issue, the expression Shom was found in the Mordechai. Ain Shom Rikud Tifuach Tzok. Whether it means in that place, it means at that time. We said yesterday in Afghamina, simple Afghamina, what happens in that particular place, there's no record, no dancing now, but there's going to be the meal and all the dance will take place later on. Is the Mordechai needs to be mat even in that case, or not? That's what how he started. And I threw in something else, which I'm not sure if it's correct. I said, what will happen in a situation in which there's a big hall, there's a chuppah room, and then there is a room where there's a dining room, where there's a meal and all the dancing takes place. So, we already saw yesterday, as in Agos Ashriya, Shaila, about eating with the Mishamshim. May a person eat in a different room within the same building? Assuming that if one may not, then the question would be, so I presented it yesterday, may a person go into a chuppah if in the same hall at a later time there'll be dancing, you know, in the same building, down the hall they'll be dancing and eating, would that be permissible or not? In other words, if one takes the sheet to that ain't shown me at that time, of course it would even to be in the same place for the meal as if the meal hasn't started yet. According to the other side, prohibited to be in the place where the meal and the dancing will take place in an hour from now. I can't even be there an hour before. So what will happen if I'm going to be in the hall, in the room A in the building, which will have nothing? But in room B, there will be the meal and the music in an hour from now. So you put together the chumrah that you can't eat with the mishamshim with this svara that we're saying now, that you can't, the Ein Shom means in that particular place. So if we take what Agos Ashi is saying, like asking Mishamshim, is defining Shom as the whole building. So perhaps you should remark even in that situation. That's what I said yesterday. After the Shia, I wasn't sure if we should go that far. I'm not so sure if we have to go that far. In other words, if it's the same time that there's a meal and dancing going on in room A, I can't be eating in room B. But if there's a different time and a different room together, both Svarat Mahakal apply, maybe we can make a little call to the Stata Machra. I'm not sure. Okay, that's issue number one. What does it say, what does it mean in the Mordechai Ein Shom? Now let's go back to the Rosh itself, which is the main text for today, in Simen Mem Beis. Please turn. We'll read it again. We already have to read it a second time. Kaseh Rabbi Yehuda Abar Saloni. Keep the name in mind, because we have to try to figure out what's going on by tracing the names to the different sources where they're found. Yesh Nogin Shnefnasa B'Sof Yud Beis Kodesh L'Beis HaKupa L'Shmo HaBrocha Sol L'Vaker HaMolo L'Achila Yesh HaMachmir Shnefnasa B'Klau. That's a dispute. Okay? A dispute. So there's one day that's Mekil. What's the case? Again, what is the case that we're talking about? The coming to the base, achupo, the shmo, abrochas, olavaka, avalol, achilu. What does he mean? He's about the machmir. What's the makilin? Yesh nogin. What are they talking about? They're talking about a case in which you go into the hall. This is the hall. There's only one room that's at all. There's a chuppah now. There'll be a meal with dancing later on. And you go in now for the chuppah. Here the brochas. Is that what the matir and matir? Well, no. Maybe the only matir is in a different place. It's in a different place. Right? Go to Ramban. The last line. Ramban Zal Kosav Sha also Likonit Shom Klau. So all of you can simply say Bakuba Filish Lo Bashar Sakhila. What does it mean? Shom. What does that mean? What did he say? Again, what's the case? Somebody gets to go into the room where all the dancing is going to take place. Where the dancing is taking place later. Or not. He's machmer everything. Maybe it's machmer even if it's in a different room. The kitter, we want to know what it, he called the Rav Yehuda Bar Tzon 2 days, and the Ramban says Osir. The presumably the Ramban is saying Osir to confirm that the sheet of the machmirim in the 2 days of the Rav Bar Tzon. So what exactly is the case? What's the case that they're fighting about? Let's take a look in the Ramban itself to get a little bit of a better picture. Okay, please. The Ramban is on page Kuf Tzadichet. The Ramban's expression over here is as follows. Right at the beginning of the page. Osur likhanes the Beis HaSimcha Amru. You can't even walk in. Bein lachila, bein likhanesham. Okay, now let's just catch this now. B'shah shem asukim b'mizmot echosu v'kala. She'ein avelet b'mokom simcha. And he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. V'lechle b'sukkah, v'lechle b'sukkah. What do you mean? It's two separate things. It's achila and it's simcha. Which just says the only happiness in life is eating. That's not what that says. Mars is two different things. It's eating. Yes, you're both. There's life beyond eating. And aside from the eating, there's such a thing called being happy. They're not identical. So writes the Rambam. Now, the truth is, the Raya of the Ramban is somewhat problematic. All the Ramban prove is that eating and happiness are not identical. Right? But you can have this, it's a concept of klechzi over and above the label. Right? That he proves, no question, can't argue the Ramban, that's a proof positive. But he does not prove that it's possible to achieve the level of simcha, which is high enough that us the travelers in the absence of achilu. That he didn't prove. Yes, he did prove that there exists simcha beyond achilu. That yes. But he didn't prove that you can attain the simcha without an achilu. So, okay, but they can argue, quibble with the Ramban's proof. Fine. But you get the impression from this whole Ramban, it's Kuf Tzadichet, that the Shaila is, can you go into a place, Bishah, it's explicit, Bishah Shem Asukim B'mizmot Echot and V'kam. Now what exactly are the words, what do the words mean? Mizmot Echot and V'kam, what the word means? Who knows what it means? Yes?
It's
Coke. Right. The Rashi in Chagiga. I'm not sure what it means. Maybe, just maybe, it's the kind of like the juggling that we some of experience. Because you look carefully in the Rashi in Chagiga, the liro mizmote chosen v'kala. Some of the word mizmote is so often mentioned in the context of music and dancing and singing. You get the impression that if you wouldn't know the Rashi in Chagiga, that mizmotim is the band. That's what people, I think even people quote that as context. But if you look technically, it means you see it. Now we're not at the level of Roya Masakarlis in this world. So that if you see it, it's a kind of a juggling or other kinds of, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, this and a band is even a bigger level of simcha. So we throw it together, the mizmotichos and the kala with a band. They're sort of mentioned together in the same breath, and for a good reason, although they're not exactly the same term. Again, the Ramban gives you an impression that the dispute that's being discussed over here is at the time of the Achila and the Mizmotin. However, at an earlier time, the Ramban didn't say that it was awesome. He didn't say it was awesome. He said, you're not going to walk into the room, Bishah, Shem HaSukha B'Mizmotin Chos. This is the Ramban said. Now let's go back to the Rush verse for a moment. So what happened over here? He quotes the 2 days and they reviewed our Barcelona. Right? Some say they go in the Shema Brachos Tov Levakeh below Lachila, and some don't go in. And the Ramban said it's Usher. But what did he say is Usher? It's Usher. We know Likhanet Sham. Sham doesn't mean you can't go into the room ever. Sham means you can't go into the room. But the Ramban writes explicitly B'Shah Shem Asukim B'Zvot Echosim V'Kala. So that's a dispute. The dispute, which is the Ramban resolves the Chumrah in the 2 days in the Ria Barcelona, is can you be in the room at the time of the peak of joy, when it's dancing and music and juggling and all kinds of eating, all these things, that's the impression which I received from the Ramban itself. So now an interesting question. What about, so, oh, but apparently if you go into a different place, all you have there is the brachas, nothing else. No one ever asked it. Bechor, no one ever asked it. Yeah, the Ramban asked it. V'lo nosan tam l'dovar. So yesterday, the Mordechai. Didn't give a reason for it. We'll get to the obviously the reason. Didn't give a reason. Didn't give a reason. What, they asked for a reason? What happened over there? I'm not telling you. What do you mean, nosan tam l'dovar? They didn't ask him. Ask him, I'll tell you. No one bothered asking the Rebbe at Charlotte. They couldn't give an answer. That's the passion. Oh. So I have now interesting, assuming that, let's assume for the moment, against the Ravan, who didn't give any reason. We'll assume that we pass him against that Ravan. So just come out, that to go into a place, all there is a chuppah, nothing else, just a brook, nothing else. Zero else, nothing. Should be Musa l'chol adei, again, except for the Ravan. It's Musa according to both states of the Greater Barcelona, Musa according to the Ramban, because all he asked is, that seems to be the consensus view against the Ravan being the exception. So far as that's young. Everybody with me so far? So now I have the $64,000 question. The course was $64,000. Which is, can you go into a chuppah with manazeh? That's the sham. Can you go into a chuppah with manazeh? Let's say the extreme case. The chuppah is in one building, and the meal's in another building. It's not so rare. It happens. The chuppah's in one building, and the meal's in another building. Yeah? Oh, okay. Sure. That's exact. Chuppah's outside. That's very common. It's outside the building. But they need to have it there. They need to go to the Beit HaKnesses. The chuppah's outside. Now, with this idea, there are more Tachas Kippahs HaShemayim. There may be the chuppah's outside. It's a school for a large family. Very nice. Chochmei HaShemayim L'Rol. We just read last Shabbos. So it's Gevaldik. I want to know. What's the difference? What's my Shiloh? What's my Shiloh about it, right? What do you say? When we prove it's what the court everybody except for the Ravan? Yes? Oh, so that's exactly my question. Because Zman Hazeh, we cannot say that there's a solemn chuppah, it's completely solemn. Everyone is just standing this straight, and the chosnes comes in, and the kala comes in, and the rav says a bracha, and then they finish the ksuba and the shem rav, and never walked out. That we said everyone's mutter except for the ravan. That's not how it works. The zman hazeh, they're escorted with a band, and they're escorted out with a band, and escorted out usually with some dancing also. What does it? This is what I don't know. I'm explaining to you what my shaila is. To characterize this place, whether they're outside the street, or maybe in a different building, or in a shul, or whatever it be, as a makom simcha, is difficult to do. The base of simcha, very hard. Because this is not a base of simcha. This is an outdoor area where the wedding may take place, or in a shul where the wedding takes place. Except that they have, you know, the chasam kala are escorted out to to certain tunes, which will come to later, the nature of those tunes may be different. And they're escorted out with some music and dancing for a few minutes until they get out of the room, on the way to the yichud room. But it's hard to characterize the entire area as a base of simcha. Because it's not a base of miyuchud for simcha. Not miyuchud for achila, not miyuchud for mizmotim, not miyuchud for bands or for dancing. Not miyuchud for that. It happens. So someone will go to do a dance in a place, and if they can't walk into that dalamas, someone's dancing. So I mean, you know, there has to be a base of simcha, which is miyuchah. Here, it's not miyuchah for dancing, it's miyuchah for a chuppah, except a few minutes they dance till they cross the kala, get from the chuppah till outside the room on the way to the yichud. I'm not so sure this is included in the Easter of base of simcha. I'm not sure. Yes. I don't hear what you're saying. I understand.
It's part of the program.
It's part of the program. I agree with that. Part of the program. Okay. Nonetheless, it's not clear to me that this would be in the category of a base system. Yes, Ellie.
And sounds like something. Okay. Again, I hear everybody saying. I'm still not sure. I'm not convinced either way. Yes.
Well, that's a good point, but I'm not sure that's true either. I don't know. It's a good question, and I haven't been able looking together and shown him to settle this completely in my mind. I don't know. Let's go to the Ravan. Lo nasan tam adover. Well, what does that mean? He didn't give a reason, but there has to be some reason. I think I know what the reason is. The Ravan was a brisker. And the Ravan said, look, there need not be any singing, dancing, clapping. These are all gestures of joy which are expressed by individuals, which are called simcha. But the briskas teach us that there's some things which are intrinsically simcha. The Alpi Allah, they call, you can sit there with a sour face and cry right through it. Alpi Din, it's called simcha. And what is that? You do it. Marriage. A marriage, I don't care if it's today, if you start to cry, it doesn't make a difference. Alpi Allah, a marriage is called the simcha, the ultimate simcha. And the Ravan said, I don't care if nothing's going on, everyone's crying and everyone's standing still and there's no music and no dancing and no nothing. It's a simcha be'etzem. Be'etzem. I think that's shot in the Ravan. Agav, without going into all the process, it's to make a brief maramakam for you. The Dake Moshe of Kotten Beis has a cash against the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Hakos Maimon, who says it's mutter to go into Beis HaMishta. But in reality, he quotes the Maram, you don't go into the Brachot, right, to the cool of the Brachot only, which you saw in the Mordechai. So if you look in the footnote, Chof Aleph, he says the Hakos Maimon, there's a lot of Hakos Maimon. He doesn't quote many Hakos Maimon. And you shouldn't, he wasn't referring to that particular part, he was referring to the smog, in the top. Again, I don't want to go into all the problem right now. Just be aware there's an interesting discussion of what the Dake Moshe had to say. Let's go back to the Mordechai Tov Tzadi Aleph, we left off yesterday. Please turn Tov Tzadi Aleph. If someone can give me a ride to our channel on modern day chuppas, I'd like to see it or hear it. Again, seems to me a good svar to say that it's not a base of Mishnah. It's not, even though it's part of the program, is, as Tani says, that they dance out, the chos and kala out, that's really a very secondary part of what's going on over there. So maybe we can just decide the hook. Let's, huh? So now we'll go back to my original question, which I thought today she is up. So the same building, does that make it automatically also according to the Ramban? If you combine with the Mishamshim? Or maybe not. We have two very important questions over here. Yeah, that's all. The same room. The same room. It might still be mutter, because we try to prove from the Hemshech of the Ria Bartoloni with the Ramban, with the tourists, it's the same thing. That they're fighting and you go into the room while the dancing is going on. But going there when the dancing is not going on, they all agree except for the Ravan. The Ravan answers that. Yes.
Dancing will take place later in this room,
then it should
be
us from that. Okay, good. So we'll accept that it's mutter to go into a room, even if it's going to be dancing in an hour from now, there's a table to dance an hour from now. Right now, it's mutter. Everyone, I think, agrees with you, except for the Ravan. So maybe what you're saying is as follows. Oh, I think this is maybe you're driving it. Maybe what you're saying is that even if you take the stricter view, and that the dancing is part of the program will render the room into a Beis HaMishteh, a Beis HaRikut, from the moment that they put the foot down and they break the glass and scream out Mazel Tov. But until that time, it should be Mutter L'Chol HaDeis. So even the most strict point of view, except for the Ravan, could concede that you can be there until, just make sure you run out before they break the glass and decide that the band strikes up. I haven't yet discussed the tunes with them on the way down. We'll come to that. But if we can get out of that, we can overcome that hurdle. You're suggesting a good point, that even if you take the strict view, that it is a band from Yuchel to Rikudim, but only after they start to Rikudim. So therefore, it's not to be a maker to leave just before they track up the man. Good point. Well taken. Let's go back into the Mordechai top Tzadi Aleph. Toward the end, says Rabbeinu Tuvia, Haya Machmir Al Avos, Shlo Dikon Lechol Bechupa Toch Lamed, Ki Im Hamishamshim. He holds against that God's Hashem. It's mutter to eat with the Mishamshim. And what do you mean Mishamshim? I think that all Rabbeinu Tuvia means is a storage that God's Hashem rejected. That God's Hashem's expression we saw yesterday was, quote, Vafilu Becheder Acher Shlo B'Mokam HaKupo. In other words, in a different room. The Mishamshim, you know, the upstairs down, so they ate in the back, they ate in the kitchen, they ate in some different room of the building. That's much, obviously not the makam, so much of the makam Simcha, more of a makam al-Avodah. So therefore, that would be a Tzad Lahakal according to the Rabbeinu Tuvia, but not according to the Hagolah Tashim. That's the Machlokos HaPoskim. I've seen at weddings that they have an Avelim table. You see that? An Avelim table. Outside of the room. It's because there are 500 people in a hall, and there are 10 people sitting at a table right outside the door, an Avelim table. So the Korah, it's based upon this kula of Rabbeinu Tuvia. I don't know, Mishamshim there? You don't even Mishamshim. The Lech of Mishamshim. It means, Imam Mishamshim is just a code word for saying a different room outside the main hall. Now you could argue that the Mishamshim were in some corner, you know, who knows how far away they were from the where the action is. And whereas this door, where this Avelim table, someone's right outside. I was going to the wedding, and I was right outside, the door was open. You had, you know, 500 people in a room, and 10 people sitting at a table with a big door wide open. They could see right into everything. I mean, if you wouldn't know better, you'd think it's almost like the same hall, but no, it was a different room, where the walls this way, but they could see right through. You know, it's how far are you going to push the envelope over here? But that's what I saw. I don't know. But that's what I think Rabbeinu Tuvia is saying. Fine. Now, interesting question comes up. That Darkei Moshe, the Cotton Bay's star, says, you know how we define what's considered the Mokum, which we have to be a Machmer on? Wherever you say Shatzimcha B'mono. We're not going into the problem. Where do you say Shatzimcha B'mono? But that's the determination. So this is an interesting halachic, you know, it's a halachic definition. Not to say it's in the same room, it's in a different room. No. The definition is, well, would you or would you not say Shatzimcha B'mono when you bench? Is it close enough to the center of the action, or is it not? That's the Darkei Moshe over here, footnote Bay's star. Quote to the Kolbo, Lola Lecho Bechasana, Afilu Mamashamshin, Bolso Bayit, Akva Bayit, Ache, Bemoch Mashen, 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 but in a different building, literally a different building, you're outside, a different building, you wouldn't share Bemoch Mashen, Bemoch Mashen, you're not eat there. Okay? This is what it says. You have to literally outside, according to the Agos Hashi, out of the building, a different building. So it appears. Okay. Now the Beis Yosef says something very interesting in the name of the Ma'aril. We have to talk about this. This is a very important halacha. Kosev v'tshuvas Ma'aril to the Beis Yosef. The Baal Brit, Zulmoyal, Mutaron, Nikonis, Lasuta, the Yomtav Shalahemu. Yomtav Shalahem. Yomtav Shalahem. Interesting expression. Says the Beis Yosef, we follow the Ma'aril, we found its way in Ilkhus Tishabov. Tavkuf Nuntes, Yomtav Shalah. Who remember what it was? Amazing day. What happened? If Tishra is a Nitcha, you make a brit, and about brit can eat, Yom Tov Shalom. So the Beis Yosef took expressions of Ma'aril, Yom Tov Shalom, and he found over here, Yom Tov Shalom, he put the two together, he passed back to Ma'aril. What's this all about? Yom Tov Shalom? Ask your question. And what about the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yom Tov? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot? What's all Yom Tov? I would say. So, are the laws of Avelis relaxed because it's Yontif? So we'll have to discuss later, but the Pasha says no. That Avelis applies, not Avelis of Shiva, but Avelis of Shloshi Yudbeis Kosher, which is discussing only applies even on Yontif, the Pasha. You're a lachas and Shulchan Aruch.
about an oval does this, it doesn't do this. You may know from your own experience, you've seen an oval, perhaps won't go hakofis, you won't go around with the lulav, you know, these things. Yontif shalom, yontif of Klal Yisrael. Just say yontif, so what? What's the Maril driving at? What's it driving at? So Dr. Moshe says he doesn't like the Maril too much. He says he wants to make a pshar with the Maril. What's the pshar with the Maril? Well, within 30 days, he doesn't want to accept it. If you are 30 days on his email, this he's willing to accept. That's Dr. Moshe's cut and gimel. What's that all about? What's that all about? This is the din. And so he writes in the Shulchan Aruch also, this page. And he calls a minig, not to eat at any shum suda shiva olam outside of his house. Forget it, 12 months. Nothing. So, let's get to that minig. How far does this minig go of nothing? Unclear exactly how far this minig goes. So look in the Shulchan Aruch, please open up, please. Shin Sar Yalav Siv Beit. When the Rambam writes, certain kulas he has. Haminik shel olechol b'shem suda ba'olam kol yubes kodesh v'chutz mi'beitzo. Finished. So how far does it extend? Because he quotes certain leniencies which we find in the Rambam himself and in the various poskim. And the question is, these leniencies, do they succeed? Are they accepted even in the face of this minhag of the Rambam or not? For example, there's a suda shel dogim at the Rambam, not dogim. Dogim, which the Rambam speaks about at the end of the siman. So there are Taz right? No. The Ramah was saying at the end of the siman, there's a minute to eat lecho ba'otu suda shel dogim shows the nachar and it's doing it because they don't taste the siman. So that's medina. But in minhaga, even that's not allowed. So is there any suda which survived the minute of the Ramah? Well, everything's up. That's the question. Now, it's interesting, the Gilyan Marashah, the whole list of various sudas which are considered sudas mitzvah. Because Ramah is making the sudas mitzvah before we got to the minig. Sudas mitzvah, the last bit, simcha mutzvah, the concept of pinyan aben, with mila, right? So he is certain kulas. And some say mitzvah is also because it's tossed in the marasacha. But then there's the minig. What's the din? Before we get to the minig, what's the din? A whole series of chanukah davayis. That a suda mitzvah? What is it then? Yeah, they go to a whole list of various possibilities. Now, the dog on the Ravava, on the word v'shum suda ba'ola, he's going on those very words. Then, see him as sechta zifta. And by mitzvah, it's like a see him as sechta. It's clear to the dog on the Ravava, he's saying that even when the Ramah closed the doors, they all simcha sarasa, there's an exception. The exception is a siyum and a bar mitzvah. That's what the even in the quarter of the minute. That's what the Dogo Merivov said. Why? Talmud Torah is different. The Talmud Torah, unique. The Mishnah Berurah and Tafresh Namachtes, the beginning of Shitim Chasarah today. Suda and even Rabbah's allowed to go. So siyum at Torah. This is against some of the other Mepharshim on the side. The Beit Lechem Yehuda, for example, says no. You can't go into a seeing according to our minhag. Only the Messiah. If the Messiah, then it's okay. Yeah. But it can't. The dog, obviously, the dog of the disagrees. Last you do a bar mitzvah, but you're also a bar mitzvah. Everyone's a bar mitzvah. They're also a bar mitzvah the same day. That's not there. That's incredible. So therefore, obviously, he's learning that not only if you're the Messiah or the bar mitzvah, you can come, but others can come as well. I think we pass from halacha like the dog of Meravava. The Bach is more Bach, but the Bach is in the corner of the Minigar Ramah. Even the Messiah can't be different than the Sus. So there's different extremes. Okay. Now as far as coming into the Brachas is concerned, the mechaber tiv gimel. The konet l'chupa shelo b'shas achila l'shmo ha'brochus yesh matirim v'yesh otrim ela omer l'chutz l'bayis l'shmo ha'brochus. Aval lo yikonet d'ramo l'bayis l'bayis klal v'shoa sh'om d'mishavim mitzvot echot v'kala. So what happened over here? The age of korbanos. Age of korbanos. The shita that you can go in. The shita that you can go in. Shvim is mote, chosim v'kala, and just, as long as you don't eat there, forget it. Forget it. That's no. That's out. What about the chupa, said the Rambam? When they make it to shul, all you have to do is brachas. Ein shem simcha klal, no tipuach, no rikud, mutter, but the yesh on trim, v'chein irali. Why? He follows the Ravan. He follows the Ravan. Can you imagine that? And then Ravakoma Shemachmirim, the Ovel, the Omid, call you Beit Kodesh. Chutz the Beit Zeknes, the Smash Rav Rav. Do you want to walk into the room? Wow. So the Ramah calls the Minik to be Machmir, a Minik to be Machmir, like the Ravan, not to be in the room. Not to be in the room. Is there an exception? Yes. If you are what they call an utafira, they have two people taking the chosin down the aisle, what they have aisles or whatever, down to the chuppah, that's okay. Or if you have a bridge. But yachal avarach birchas erisin v'nisuin. I'm not sure what that means. It's a Masada Kiddushin, erisin. I mean nisuin. There could be seven different people making, they're going to get any one of the seven. So it sounds like, it's not exactly clear. Then they give a special dispensation. Very interesting. Some say use the Mishamshin, and some say no. But when he quotes the Heter, Loyal Mach Mesimcha Kron, the bias Acher. Yes, also, even by bias Acher? Maybe the word bias means Cheder, as we find in Shad, bias means Cheder sometimes. But here, bias Acher, I thought we got students to say that if he's out of the house, everybody reads this Muslim. No, it's Simcha Mamono, it's Simcha Ramo. So that's a little strange to me, the word bias acher over here. No? Yes, also even bias acher. So I have a problem. And then comes the Ramo with this unheard of din. Comes out of nowhere. It's not in the Beis Yosef. It's not in Dark Emotion. It comes from left field. Left field. Where it comes from? A minig, he says, you don't even go in. Even to the Meshamesh, you don't go anywhere. But, Ha'ovel Meshamesh Shom Im Yirta V'Ochel V'Beito Im Asher Shochel Lomen Atzuda. A whole different story now. Now they're looking up with a new din. A new din. What's a new din? That a person who normally is not allowed to even walk in, we said. Right? 2 days. Well, Mahmoud can't even walk in there. Says there are more. If you walk in there to do a job, then it's okay. This is the famous job you've seen around, you know. All kinds of things. It's called feather bedding. It's a great job. So that someone can walk into a wedding. It's all based upon this Ramah. The Ramah, we don't know where it comes from. Again, I repeat, I didn't see it, not in the Beis Yosef, not in the Dark Emotion, not any previous source. I don't know it. No again. Now, frankly, if you look carefully in the words of the Ramah as we have it, you get an impression that he wasn't not going to go into the wedding hall. He said, you can't even go in to the Meshamshin. Even that's not allowed. So for that, you want to do some kind of a job, you go to the Cheder HaMeshamshim. The Meshamshim are working, and you're working, so you can go into the Cheder HaMeshamshim. But to go into the actual hall, to give out the Petula, or the Yamaka, or whatever, they create some job for you. The seating card, you know, whatever they that could be there. I'm never with Mazda at all, even with us. He's only, because he's only, you look in the fine print, he's only going on what came before, about the Cheder HaMeshamshim. Even that, we hold it up there. But for that, if you're a Meshamish, then it's okay. That's a simple reading of the Ramah. Of course, it's been a very abused Heter. We'll get to that a little bit later. Okay. Now, let's, yes. He wants to be there. Right, not even. It's only a hesitant to stand there, but I'm saying, I'd rather. It's only, if you look at the prince, it's only being mounted to the east of Knesset to base of Mishamshim. That's just about the east of Knesset to the main hall. Yes. So you, yeah, but what kind of waiter? There's different kinds of waiters. Some waiters are dishing out portions in the kitchen. There is matzah. But what if you're a waiter going to walk into the main dining room and they're dancing and singing, you're going to go together with your string? Could be Rambam wasn't even matzah that. Just look at the words. And you can't go back to the source. Let's see what the Ramban said, what Tosfos said, what the Rosh said, what the I don't know any source for this except for the Hagos, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. Unless you can find me an earlier source. The Chayim Noah can mean what? We don't eat, says, right? We don't eat with the Mishamshin. Rather, we say what? You give me Mishamish Shom. If you return, you eat at home. What does Shom refer to? That's the key. Another Shom. The word Shom is the key word. What does Shom mean? The cheder of Mishamshim, or even the main wedding hall. How do you read it? You can't really go back to any earlier sources. How did you read it, Rav Ossa? How do you read the word shav? Does shav mean anywhere you want in the hall, including in the middle of the dance floor? Or shav means only in the Mishamshim room? No, how do you read it? I want to tell somebody the truth. How do you read it? I assume you read it. So how do you read it? Okay, so believe me, read it again, and we come back, let's take a poll, let's take a vote. What does Ramah mean? Not so clear. Okay, Rabosa, let's go to discuss a little bit some further points before we go on in the Shulchan Aruch. We have to go through the whole Shulchan Aruch again from the beginning to the end. It's an important sin. We have to go through the whole thing. But that's before we get to that. There's an important Ritva I have to see. The Ritva says that why is it also to go into the Birchas, see the Birchas Kasanim, and go into the Chuppah, the Mitzvah. Don't we try to do Mitzvahs on both sides? We try to do Mitzvahs, the big Mitzvah, the Samechos and the Kalas, go in there, just make your presence felt and known. So why don't we go? It's a Mitzvah. So the Ritva explains why you don't do it. Ein Mitzvah Zu Mutelas Olam She'ein Avelas Mitzvah Klal, which means sure you have to do a mitzvah, but this mitzvah is not incumbent upon you. So that's the reason. What do you see? The implication. If the mitzvah would have been Mutelas upon you, there'd be some grounds to be making to go into a Beis HaSimchah. Oh, now we can begin to understand some of the coolers that are found, which we'll discuss as we go. For example, the Marashdam said that if a brother, Reuben, is getting married, but Nebuch, they lost, the parents passed away. So Shimon and Levi, they're all Navelas, right? They lost the father. So Shimon and Levi can come to the wedding. Their brother's getting married. Nebuch, they have no father. They can come. My high. What's this? So here may be the answer. Some person is invited to a wedding. Not mutal on him. Not his obligation. Someone else stands by the wedding. But a brother, you have an obligation to help out your brother. I mean, the Shemesh Achim Gam Yachad, you have to help out your brother. You have to go to the wedding to be some man with your brother. So if it's Mutelas Olah, then the issue doesn't apply. The whole basis is Ain't a Mutelas Olah. That's a small which the Sefer Divrei Sofrim suggests. Before we go back to this discussion, I want to just throw in a side point, which I think is very important. Sif Aleph, which we sort of overlooked this, I think it's a good way to enter into the sugya of music, which we have to talk about. Sif Aleph says, Ovel Osa B'Simcha, B'Tichach Lo Yikach Tino B'Cheiko Kol Shiva, Shemi Ovel Adet Skok. But in the 7 days of Avelis, the person, he shouldn't hold a baby, because it comes Adet Skok. So I saw that there are posts who say, based upon this din, that music is Osa. Ovel Osa B'Simcha. The music is a Simcha. So it's awesome. I always, whatever I saw this first in Rabbi, Rabbi Feld to say, according to Rabbi Moshe. So I used to say, I guess Kavadik, no problem. We'll say all the losses of the Simcha music, fine. How long? Kol Shiva. I'll make you deal, okay? Kol Shiva will say that the music is Asa, right? And the equivalent of that would be Tisha B'Av, perhaps, you know, in the and as we learned earlier. And beyond that should be Mutter, because Beferish Mutter. Rabbi Malcolm Shev Asa. You're basing on this din, it says Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch Tzav. Kol Shiva. Narabosai, that music should be included here is problematic. Where does it say so? So the Reisof quotes from the Chochmas Adam, Kuf Samavav Beis. But there, Rabosai, it's talking about a Suda of Shloshim, and here we're talking about Shiva, but without any kind of Suda. More than that, the same the Reisof says it's clear that not only is live music also, but taped music is also us. How did you know? I don't know, they didn't have, even if Rabbi Yosef Karim met, they didn't have tape music. So as far as my first cash concern against the Rav Moshe, which was by Rabbi Felder, he has a nice terrace, that's a different term, I can see it, it's a very nice terrace. He asked, what's it doing in this simon? In this simon? This simon is all about Shloshim. So why the first thing about Kol Shiva? It's an interesting answer, he said. It's also Kol Shiva, Shema Yavol Adei Skol. Because it's only a Shema, they prohibited it only for a week. Had it been a Vade Vodeh Skol, it would have been prohibited for a whole month. And who was the Nami? Shar Mine Simcha. Okay. The Kash is no Kash. But still, the Dim what I said before, I think it's still accurate. In the Sefer, again, the Divrei Sofrim, he has over here, in the Emek Dover, this cousin, Kuf Samach Tet. Those who have it, please open up. He talks. Okay, get the right page number for those who have. Page tough raised dollars, let's say. It says, Ligunim ha-ma'orim hesped u-b'chi v'nehi ein mokom lezba. Shoo! Baruch Hashem for that. If it's a dirge, it's playing taps. If I have levaya or something like that, I'm getting out of here. Taps. I'm getting out of here. So if it's a very mournful tune, the Maram Shik is Matirit. Okay? Okay, so that's cool that he quotes. That he quotes. Seems to me, however, that it's not just a mournful tune. It's any tune which is not intended to arouse emotions of ecstasy, of joy and dancing and that kind of stuff, but rather is what we call, we heard about it Friday from somebody, Vikas. Four or five records already called Vegas. So I mean, it must be a good business. So the Vegas means that the good of Vegas are very slow Negunim, which are emotional and they are plaintive and could lead someone to cry. People have been known to cry to some of the tunes from Vegas. And these kinds of tunes, the Chorus Shri Mutter, he doesn't quite say it over here, but I did see such a similar idea in an interesting kutzus called Nite Gavriel, a whole book of over 100 pages on this issue of going into weddings during Avelis. On page 100, some page or other, I forgot, we'll get to it later, he says it's Musa. He says, music, this kind of music of Dveikus, the Negunim, is not included in the prohibition. Here, the very thought for him, who's so meticulous, says, well, if you go into a room and it's dancing there, close your ears. And so he says, put in cotton. I'm not kidding around. Put cotton in your ears. I don't know. Next time you see a guy in a wedding with a cotton, maybe he's in a veil. Doesn't have an earache. I don't know. He does say that the Ein of a Skavein, even if it's a psik resha, it's mutter, he didn't do a maita. The Yisra is walking into the room. And he quotes the Maram Shik, the Yisra is Mishum Kvodo Shomeis. Who knows? It's not Miskavim to the music. If he writes, everyone knows why he's there. He's the Rav Masada Kiddushin. Everyone knows he's not coming here to hear a band. He's coming here to do the Siddha Kiddushin. He's allowed to stay. If that being the case, you'd be allowed to stay for the whole thing. In other words, the whole kuppah. You're going in there, and you do the Siddha Kiddushin, and you know at a certain point the band's going to strike up. We mentioned earlier. You don't have to run out in the middle. Called it a svar. There are certain bottom lines who literally run out in the middle. They take care of the wedding and then they run out the door. By the time the band strikes up, they're literally out the door. What they were saying here, maybe it wouldn't be required. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Tzadi Aleph Sifu Days, I think it is, says that a band is a kavachomer from the mitzvot or from the juggling. You see clearly, there's no issue of music per se. There's an issue of simcha. And if it's a slow niggin, it doesn't have to be Dr. Churban niggin. It's not a slow niggin. It should be okay. Kaylee and Nirali, with all the ramifications for other areas as well. Now, as far as tape music is concerned, it seems to me, what kind of simcha is this? A guy puts people have tapes going all the time. Not just, what, nothing to breast with them. Mitzvah de Gadol, yes, the simcha tamid. So that's so he considered he puts the tapes going all the time, so should be the simcha tamid. But the passion is a distraction. It's a big simcha, and if someone is drumming a guitar and the thing's slowly going, it's a big simcha. And if it's fasting, we're made off of this a big simcha. It's not the kind of a meal or of a chosn or of a kal or anything. I don't find any classical source for shit that it's up. I know the achronim say it's up. I mean, the recent achronim. But I didn't see it anywhere. Really, if you find what's the first source of this of music, not with a chosn, not with a kal, not with a meal, just not music. Who said it's up? You'll find me the first source. Okay, you have a homework assignment for tomorrow. The earliest source of music is up. Okay, let's go back. We mentioned just yesterday the rush of Simon Manbei is close to heaven from the Masechus Smachus of Yigiru Bo Chaveiro. What does that mean? It goes back to the ritual we said before. If it's mitzvah who tell us all of, then it's a cooler. You have to come. You give up on their ideas. What do you mean you're not going to come? You absolutely have to come. Right? The Rosh says in Simon Nun Aleph in a different context. You give up on their means lechi manu. So like it is Yisrael going to Yisrael Skora of the Shayara of Pirsum of Simcha. So they say, you have to come with us. As a matter of fact, the Bialoch has Hakan the Poskim didn't mention this Kula of Yigur of Ochaveira. But he quotes this, it's a Pesach Lamed Kus on the Lamed Minhagim that we have. But it's Mutelot Allah. Oh, fine. Now I have an interesting question. I say I didn't agree with Richard first, and maybe I made a mistake. Let's go back to Simchas Mareyes for the moment. Let's get off Chasmas. We'll come back to that later. Come back to Simchas Mareyes, how the sugya began. What is Mareyes? So people invite one another. Correct? Reuben invites Shimon. Shimon invites Reuben. Or Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are all inviting each other once a month to come to a Malava Malk. Right? That's what we saw. Okay. That's a problem. That's awesome. Except for a noose. Fine. I have a question. I have two questions. Let me start with my first question. We find an incredible chumrah here on both sides, which doesn't come from anywhere for Shas. It comes from the Rif. Very early chumrah. We don't know where it comes from. Peranusa, we say in the Gemara, Peranusa is mutter toshlosh. Correct? Before Shul Gemara. Remember what Peranusa means? Payback time. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. The Reuben, Shimon, Levi invited. And then Yehuda is Nebuch and Avelus. So he has to invite Reuben, Shimon, Levi back. Payback time. Even within the shlosh of Yehuda. Amazing thing. Zot the Shulchan Aruch from the Rif. But if it's other the emo, it's also Yud-based Kodesh. Yud-based Kodesh, as far as everything we ever learned is concerned, is that is no more chomer than shloshim. Yud-based Kodesh is an extension of shloshim, a little bit extra for parents. But that Yud-based Kodesh for a parent should be more chomer than shloshim for another relative? How can you say such a thing? Where did it come from? It's interesting. The Dago Merivava right over here, another important Dago Merivava. Take a look over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says in Sif Bey, Chaburat mitzvah gom shemati yosem v'yitzomah l'shem shemayim, v'lo yelchol shem yizbat l'amaysa, v'uto l'yach ha-shloshim, ha-votok shloshim oto v'chol sudas mitzvah shebeholah. That's what it says in the Ramah. That's from the Torah from the right. We saw it in the Rosh Yosef, Simon Membeid. Says the Dog on the Revolva, Mashma afilu b'shar krovim. Okay? Even by Shar krovim. The Shar. Afilu b'shar krovim. It's also Tov Shloshim. Okay? B'feresh and the Raven. Fine. Vapach lo pirish came.
The Bach says no. The Bach says no.
What does the Bach say?
That the Hetzer of Sudas Mitzvah does apply to Shah Krovim even within 30 days. And when it says in the Ramah, not Mitzvah of Avima within 30 days.
This is such a new Torah. We don't understand what's going on over here. Whoever heard the thing?
We know that there's a Parish of Rosh, the foolish, I think a Memchet, black or white, that within 30 days there's no difference at all between Ovav and Emo and Shah Grove. So how can the Bach say what he says? To make matters worse, the dog on the Rav thinks the Bach is right. That's not a sheet of Yochan. And he has a proof for it. Take a look at the dog on the Rav. Mucha kapirish a Bach. Kapirish limit kava chomer. Uma su this mereyan of Puranusa. Sha'os to be Ovav, Emo tofi beit kodesh, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter b'shach rov and tof lamed mefurish a Gemara. Zesh and mutab of Imo Tokhi Bez Kodesh, Eno Din, Shem Mutab Bishakrov Tokh Lamid, Ironclad Kalvachim, Lamish, tight. The problem is, we don't understand the first thing. Why in heaven's name should it be that Puranusa, which is Mutab Bishakrov within 30, should be also for a parent 12 months? That's a Pella. That's a Vax fool. That's a Dogma. We don't understand the whole thing. It's all based on something which we don't grasp. Why should it be that way? How can it be that way? The Yud Beis Kodesh is more chomer than Lamed. It's only an extension. How can it be? So Aniyah died in the Shaz itself. What's that Purinusa? What's Purinusa? Well, you got to pay back. Just imagine that I have to pay back, so I can give him a Kal Shabbat to pay back somebody. Can he trace? What kind of business? You mean Mat Yisrael Avelis because you have to pay back? Doesn't sound very kosher to me. What's the thing they're paying back? Somebody, after all, they you know, he hosted me, so I have to go. So what if he hosts you and then he marries a non-Jewish woman? I have to go, because he hosted me. And then, what kind of business is this? Because he hosts you, he's nice to you, you have to invite an Easter Gomer of Avelis? What's going on here? What's Pshat is then for us? What do you say Pshat? Rabbi Tzai. What's Pshat? Yeah?
Already had a
couple other
parties, you're saying
that,
but at the
beginning, the first advice I read was like, who said that Lashon? Ramban. Okay, let's open up. I'd like to see the Lashon. No, who can find it for me? What page is this again? Page what? Kuf Tzadi Zayin? You're all quoting a line which says, "Afalpisha Ochlam v'Sholtsim v'Smeichas Ein Ba Simcha Kol Kach Kimo Sheish B'Chupas Chassanin." That he does say. That he does say. So Mark is saying that's what Charlie means over here. Not such a big simcha, just to pay back. Perhaps. Huh? Not a simcha. It's a simcha. So he's saying, take a look at Rashi, for example. What did Rashi say? How did Rashi say Fenis Gemara on Chav Beis on the day? It's an interesting Rashi. It's a strange, it doesn't quite say you have Lord Mark. Look at what did Rashi say? Purunusa, Shemeshan, Lam Suda, Shanasala, Yikonas Alta, She'ev Shiloh, Shiloh, Shalom. Right? Now what is EF, so Shinim Mechal Shabbos? You don't come on Saturday, you don't come on Monday. Let me hear what's the cool EF Shiloh. Yes, I can't walk the shoes. I can drive the shoes. What is it? A new cool EF Shiloh. What's going on over here? EF Shiloh. That's not quite your word, no? It's hard to fit your word into the words of Rashi. But maybe really we can, in the following sense. This is a pshat, I both say. Something which I must do, I'm forced into doing it, so by definition, it's not all that much simple. I have to do it. It's an obligation upon me. I don't have a choice in the matter. There's not that much simcha. I may be happy. I'm not considered al pidin to be an act of simcha if I feel myself I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to call yeshuvah full of yaguna right around. Yeah, you can't praise it. You can't cry it. You can't criticize it. He's doing it. He has no choice but to do it. So I want to take the following story. If this is correct, that's the reason why simcha is you have no choice, quote unquote, when you have no choice.
It's a societal pressure. What do you mean? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, so they invite you, you have to invite back. But maybe I'll make the following suggestion, interesting suggestion, which has some sociology behind. People, in general, are very sensitive to the myth of Kibbutz Avei. I've seen it, you know, it's in the world. Someone says, you know, I'm going to help my brother. Sugar helping his brother. What's his brother for? That's no reason to help their brother. I'm going to help my father and my mother, especially my mother. Oh, everyone understands. Yeah, have your mother. Yeah. No, no one's saying, what are you going to do? You going to ask your mother for? Come on, let's go play. Let's go this. No. Yeah, everyone, it's been ingrained in the society of mankind. It's part of the fifth commandment. You have to respect parents. Even everyone, every society understands it. So perhaps the child is stopped. The distinction between Ava Ve'ima according to the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rif, it's not in the Chomer HaAvelus, that the HaAvelus is based solely by a parent, it's more Chomer than Shloshim by a brother, Chas V'Shalom, Cholil, it's more Kal if anything. But it goes to the root of the Efsher. Here's a person who has to look his friends in the face, and their salivary glands are already waiting for the delicious meal that his wife makes every month, and they love it so much, and they can't, what do you mean you're an Avelis? What do you mean? We want that rib steak that your wife makes every month, and we're used to it on a monthly shower. What do you mean? He has to. It could be the difference. If you lost a brother, like he has to. Not a brother. It's only a brother. If you lost a parent, heaven understands, a person who loses a parent, he's in a different category. You can't be expected to perform social obligations to pay back social debts. He's an Avelis. Plunges into the avails of a parent. And therefore, everyone understands it, he's not in the category of Iyash. Then the Hilkos Derech Eret. That could be the distinction. If this is the case, the Dagom Avav is Kavachom as a Pircha. His whole assumption is the fact that you can go back for Anusa by Shah Krovim Toch Shloshim, but not Avim or Toch Yud Beis Kodesh proves that the Avelis of your Beis Kodesh, your parent is more chomer than the lamed of a brother. Chas v'shalom. Then it's more cow. And the whole chumra here, by Perlusa wouldn't apply, is a social statement. Because the whole Yavsha wouldn't apply in this kind of a case. That's my suggestion. Yes, sir.
I found the Ritva.
The Ritva. Let's open up the Ritva.
You said you combined the two pages.
Let's open up. What page? What column? Page Resh Beis. Okay, Reish Aleph. Let's take a look. Reish Aleph, yes. Okay. What does he say? Purunusik shakoza sharach aveyamas ish yomo v'les be simcha kule hai.
And you combine it with Gam Yeshua.
Right, okay. Okay. You can't say come back next month. Right. Okay. So the Ritva says that. Why lost him? That might be the reason, based upon maybe linked to the Rashi. Why not? Not the way you suggest. Well, you have to ask old hat. Maybe it's not such a big simcha because you have to do it. When you have to do something, maybe the Rashi and the Ritva are really saying the same thing, perhaps. Okay. I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Let's now go back, Rabotai, to this very interesting point within Sefer Divrei Torah, which I wasn't sure was correct. I'll say it, but I guess I. Whoa. We'll just end with this. Well, what happens to be invited to a friend's house without this understanding of back and forth? Give me the case. Reuven about Shimon, Shimon about Reuven. They get alternate weeks. Or they have every four people that alternate 4 weeks. But stop! May Reuven invite Shimon to his house when one of them is unavailable? Let's get Shaila. Halacha l'maaseh. They Reuven invite Shimon to his house and they eat together. Or Reuven invite Shimon and Levi to his house and eat together with no expectation of a return invitation. Let me ask you what you thought. What's your muscular reason? Yeah?
The Bach.
Well, the Bach didn't say. The Bach said you can't invite or be invited. The Taz quoted the Bach in the Siman of Hashem Shalom. Correct. We'll have to get to that. Good point.
But let's leave out Shel HaShalom for the moment. Let's say we can overcome Shel HaShalom. I'll give you an example of one way to overcome it. According to the way we paskin, there's no use of Shel HaShalom on Shabbos. So you'll say, I'm not sure what the Shel HaShalom is. Is it the invitation Shel HaShalom? Or is it the attendance Shel HaShalom? It's all both on Shabbos. In the Shabbos parashas, Reishis, the Shabbos parashas, Noach. It's all on Shabbos. There's no use of Shel HaShalom. So Mabo Shenogu. So we will take care of that. What do you want to say, Tom? So I thought like Tani. I was Mechavan to the Shoyal Nation. I thought that's exactly Avi Susa. Because if it's some arms with both of us, says we're both wrong. Okay, what can we do? Got to bow our head. He says, only Usur Avi Susa means Reuben invites Shimon or Shimon and Levi with the expectation in advance that there'll be a return invitation. That's what's called Sudas Mareh. It goes around and around. But Stam, Reuben invites Shimon or Shimon and Levi without any expectation of a return invite. Who said that's called Sudas Mareh? Wow. The Ritzor from Sivkot and Yudala. How does he know? Who's the source? Who is the source? There is no source. He said it on his own. It's a double portion. It's not the Sudas Mareh to which the Gemara speaks. Maybe he's Madaik from Rashi, I thought. What did Rashi say? Sudas Mareh, right? Shosim Reh, Mahuvim, Zeh Im Zeh. Frankly, I thought, as the Sherlock Mesh of Shalita said, no. All Rashi means, all the Gemara means, is to the Lafuke Peronusa. But everything else can have the status of Ari Susa. He quotes over here in the Emek Dover on the bottom, Oth Lamed, a possible deek from the Ritva, possibly. We'll end with this, we'll continue with Mr. Shim tomorrow. Let's just end with this last point. Quotes over here. The Ritva says, your Ritva, the less for Simcha Kule Hai, Gami Eshelish Hosa. They're two separate Svaras. So, what's the big deal about Ari Susa? Shemaschila Vadikvet Vishus Vishus Kizokev Chol Vachavero Lalot Kimosa Vizahosar Ad Lamed Vishahosin Simcha Yisera. He wants the Medayik in the Lashon of the Ritva. It's only Ari Susa that's there instead of, whoa, you know why I'm so happy? It is more to count. Yeah. Oh, Gavaldic. That's such a Gavaldic, I don't know, state. And you know what? And it's more to come. Because this is, you know, it's an understanding that happens. This is the first of a series of 2, 3, 4, 5. But stop, one invite would not be included. Look again, let's see if it's correct. We'll stop here, Mr. Tomorrow. We'll continue with these.